Last week, South Dakota Congresswoman Kristi Noem introduced a new school nutrition bill that would roll back some of the regulations that went into effect last year. She says she supports the efforts to get kids to eat healthier, but believes the regulations are too strict and tight and actually are causing some kids to go without enough to eat. According to Noem, the bill would make the USDA's temporary easing of the meat and grain requirements permanent, allowing schools more flexibility in serving meats and grains while staying within calorie maximums. It'll also give administrators flexibility on some of the rules that have increased costs for school districts. Tarini Party is a reporter for the Washington, D.C.-based journalism organization Politico. She wrote about Kristi Noem's bill last week. She joins us on the line. And Tarini, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kristi Noem's bill would loosen the standards set by the 2010 Health Hunger Free Kids Act. Let's go back to that bill. How did the 2010 law change the school lunch program?
Well, there were several changes, and not specifically even related to the school lunch program, but everything when it comes to breakfast, other snacks served in school, what goes into vending machines at schools. So it set standards for grains, fruits, vegetables, along with calorie requirements, how much salt schools can serve. So there were lots of different standards that went into effect and are still going in the process of being implemented in the next few years. So it's been sort of a layering effect. Each year there's been a few regulations being implemented.
Now, before that 2010 law, when was the last time that the school lunch program went through any sort of changes?
Well, this was actually the first big overhaul in 15 years. So it was, very difficult to pass. And since it's been passed, a lot of issues have been coming up with it. The part of the law that Congresswoman Noem brought up, the meat and grain requirement, has been something that's been controversial from the start.
And what is the problem with the meat and grain requirement from the Congresswoman's perspective?
Basically, the meat and grain requirement is something that's on top of the weekly calorie requirements that schools are already abiding by. So, it creates some problems where you have just too many caps on the food that you're serving. And for schools in states like South Dakota, it's hard to get fresh fruits and vegetables to replace some of the meat and the grain that they might serve. So it's turning out to be a little bit more costly for schools than federal officials had expected. So USDA did try to did say that they could have some more time in implementing this part of the law, but that was never really clarified. So her law would make this permanent, taking away the caps on specifically meat and grain.
Well, for the temporary easing from the USDA, no idea as far as how long that flexibility would be allowed from the USDA.
USDA said they're still working on making that part permanent. So they, they did it for just this school year, but they're still working on making that permanent. And, several lawmakers have said that although this is something that they could support, USDA is already working on it. So there might not be any need to pass this legislation.
Well, going back to that 2010 bill, were there certain things that led up to the passing of the Health Hunger Free Kids Act? Was this something spearheaded by the Obama administration?
Yes, this was one of the major accomplishments for the Obama administration. This is something that they pushed for a while. It was very, it was very controversial because it set so many regulations for, all sorts of food. So it was a big deal when it passed, but many conservatives weren't happy with it from the very beginning because it set so many regulations and also because they believed that kids were going hungry and it was going to be very expensive for schools to implement. We saw that video that went viral last year. Kids produced this video saying they were hungry and not getting enough food, and the food that they were getting was, they didn't want to eat it and they were throwing it away. So it's gotten some bad press, but we saw in recent weeks USDA putting out a lot of data saying that this was actually good for students, and schools were actually complying with the new regulations, and 80% were on track to meeting all the new standards.
Was there any bipartisan support for that 2010 law?
There was bipartisan support. I think the understanding was obviously obesity rates among children are rising and something needs to be done about it. I think a lot of members were in support of some sort of regulation. I think the differences arose when it came down to how much regulation. We saw Congressman Steve King propose legislation that would tweak the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. His would take away all sorts of calorie requirements. We saw Congresswoman Noem's bill would just deal with the meat and grain. So that's just one example of, how much regulation needs to be implemented.
Now, Congressman Noem's bill, as you mentioned, the meat and grain, the calorie requirements. Any other parts of that bill that she's addressing, going back to in making changes in the 2010 Act?
Well, it would give schools some flexibility in terms of cost. So, but the meat and grain, part of it is sort of included in that. If those calorie caps are loosened, then they would be able to bring in more. They would be able to serve more meat and grain in states that are struggling to provide more vegetables, which would save money. There's also some sort of potential regulation on schools saving money based on if a certain part of the law is going to be too costly for them to implement. Some sort of waiver for them could be a possibility as well.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Tarini Partee, reporter for the Washington, D.C. Journalism Organization, Politikal. She's the author of a recent article on Kristi Noem's new school nutrition bill that would roll back some of the regulations that went into effect last year. I'm wondering if these regulations overlook the way the kids generally eat. It's my understanding the amount of fruits and vegetables are being doubled, and I'm wondering if any of your reporting you've come across whether it does much good to change nutritional standards if the kids won't eat what they're being served.
That's something that the Department of Agriculture has said they're going to try to look into now that this law has been implemented. They're trying to study how much is being wasted, how much of the fruit and vegetables that has been added to the schools, how much of that is being wasted by students. So this is something we'll figure out in the next few months, but that's something that, we've seen schools complain about, parents complain about. The USDA has said that obviously when you try to serve broccoli and, very healthy food to students, they're gonna try to throw it away the first few times. And then eventually when they realize that that's their only choice and they're hungry, they're going to eat it. And there have been studies that show that as a result of this law, students are making better, healthier choices even outside of school. So when they go home, they at dinner or something, they're choosing healthier options over more fatty ones.
And that's kind of the idea behind the law to begin with.
Exactly. It's for students to eat better, try to bring down the obesity rates we've seen skyrocketing in the last few years.
One of Kristi Noem's criticisms of the federal school lunch mandate is that they're one size fits all. Is it possible to make them more flexible, particularly when you keep in mind the differences between big and small schools, rural and urban schools, and the students themselves? Some athletes eat more food than others.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that has been a really contentious issue from the beginning, because people who the members and USDA who support the law have said that actually there is a lot of flexibility. There are different caps for elementary school kids, middle school, depending on age. There aren't there isn't flexibility when it comes to athletes and non-athletes, like you mentioned. But they have said that if it's helping students make healthier choices, they can definitely bring more food from home if that's something they want to do. That's an interesting point when it comes to students who have more activities that they're going to be doing.
Is there much support for Kristi Noem's bill outside of Congress, around the country? Is she getting any support from various school-related organizations?
So the National School Board Association announced last week that they're going to be supporting this bill, and you know they've said they've heard from a lot of schools saying that they're struggling to implement this, and it's been really costly. So this is just this is going to be one of the ways it's going to ease some of the struggles that they've been having. So they're supporting this bill. Some of the conservative members have said, have not made public announcements yet, but they've said they could consider supporting it. The congresswoman was on Fox News last week, and they brought back some of the criticism that the bill faced when it was first proposed. So we could see some of that, criticism, renewing efforts to have some sort of changes made to this legislation.
What's been the response of advocates of school lunch reform, supporters of the bill? Has there been much response?
Well, for now, they're saying that, some of these things are already in the works. So the meat and grain requirements that she's looking to do away with, USD is already working on. When it comes to flexibility, the advocates of the legislation have said that there's already a lot of flexibility. So, they support the general idea of the meat and grain part of the legislation. But overall, they don't really see eye to eye when it comes to, concerns about flexibility or kids being hungry.
What chance does Noem's bill have in getting support in Congress?
That's an interesting question. We're seeing, obviously, the meat and grain part of it has support from both sides. But overall, the chances of it passing, seem pretty slim, given that, Congress is gridlocked on so many different legislations right now. So it's just going to be a matter of if you can get a lot of Democrats to support it. Also, the timing of it is going to be interesting. Right now, there really isn't a need for another school lunch bill because it's going to be up for reauthorization in 2015 anyway. So a lot of members might say, yes, we support it, but can we push it back a few years when we look at the legislation as a whole?
Now, you mentioned Stephen King's, Representative King's bill. That didn't make it out of committee, or what happened with his legislation?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So his bill didn't even make it out of committee. His bill was, a little bit different. Obviously, it dealt with taking away calorie caps in general. So his was a broader bill and didn't have as much support. So Congresswoman Noem's bill could have a little bit more support, but it's still going to definitely be an uphill battle in getting it passed.